Hey friends, welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. This is episode 10, which means we've officially been doing this for 10 weeks straight, and that is insane. It's so hard to believe, but it is completely true. Today's episode is titled, God in the Ordinary, where small moments meet a big God. What if the holiest moments of our day aren't just prayer and worship, but they're actually also the little rhythms of the day? Like morning coffee, or laughter with a friend, sunlight through a window, or even washing the dishes. Like, there's joy in the smallest of things. So let's slow down and see God in the things that we usually overlook. Culture teaches us and says that we should chase the big moments or big happiness. But why, when God sprinkles joy in ordinary life every single day? Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Every single day, not just the special ones, not just the holidays, not just the birthdays. Every day, okay, is God-given. I mean, God meets us in the mundane. Jesus himself lived an ordinary life for 30 years before ministry. There was carpentry, family meals, walking dusty roads. I mean, holiness isn't separate from ordinary. Even Paul wrote about doing whatever you do for God's glory in Colossians 3:17. So if you aren't looking for joy in the little things in life, I want to challenge you to. I want to challenge you to look for God in everyday rhythms, because you can find joy and gratitude in every little thing. You can have gratitude while folding laundry, prayer while driving. You can be in awe of the sunset, thankfulness, and a smile to a stranger across the room. Friends, this can shift our hearts to see every single thing as a gift. I mean, you woke up today and opened two gifts. And guess what? Those are your eyes. You have breath in your lungs and a plan for your life. What more can make us joyous than this? Okay, let's start off with living fully right now. Okay, we often wait for the big season to come, like a new job or a relationship or the opening or closing of a door. But why, when Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it to the full," in John 10:10, because fullness should be today, not someday. Number one, God is in nature. I mean, creation, it just screams his presence. Like, I don't know about you, but there are days where I just sit outside and I just feel and I think and listen and I just be in awe of that God is in every little thing. I mean, listen to the birds chirping and the bees fluttering around, like the wind and the leaves on the trees, everything is created by God, so he is in every single little thing. The sunset that you saw last night or yesterday or last week, that was created for your very eyes to see. Like, God is very intentional with these things. He's in every single thing. So I encourage you to take some time today or this week to just go outside and just listen and notice him. And think about how much he is in, because he is in every single thing. Number two, God is in people. He shows himself through other people. I mean, have you ever spoken to someone and just seeing them, just speaking to them, you watch them and they're just radiating God. They have that Jesus glow, you know. People speak and life flows out of them because of God. And people radiate. So every interaction with people can become a holy ground, you know? And these people don't even have to be followers of Jesus, you know? They can just be ordinary people. They don't have to believe, but you can see that there is God in them because God created every single one of them. You know, you're just speaking with maybe just an ordinary person, but you can see God in them because he created them. Like, friends, he created every single birthmark. Every hair on your head, every spiral on your fingertip, and all the wrinkles in your smiles, he is in all. He is in everything. And none of this was an accident. All of it is connected because he is in everything. He is in the people. He is in the nature. He is in the creation, the entire creation he is in. Number three, gratitude and worship. Gratitude shifts how we see the ordinary. Instead of saying, "Oh, it's just another day," it becomes, "Wow, I have breath in my lungs today, and that means God's not done with me yet, and He has a plan, and I will live today to the fullest, because friends, tomorrow is not promised." I'm going to be honest for a second. I used to live a very unfulfilled life. I felt like waking up every single day and doing little things was such a chore, and I never saw the joy in the small things. It took me so long, and I get a lot of people asking me about it or complimenting me about it, like finding joy in those things, and I share them a lot on social media through, you know, Instagram posts and stuff like that, taking pictures of things that just bring me joy. But in the past year, joy has been a huge word for me, because I have been joyous because of God, but I also have joy in everyday life. I find joy and I create joy. But it's not an easy road to finding this, to living it, you know, and finding joy in the small things. But if you start doing that, if you shift your perspective, you can be completely changed, because I was firsthand. This is firsthand. I was completely changed when I started seeing joy in the little things. And people are going to make fun of you for it. People are going to always try and attack you for it, but that's okay, because this joy is from God, and nothing is bigger than our God. And God is in the ordinary. He meets us in the ordinary. I mean, for this episode, I'm sitting outside because I want to fully feel what I'm explaining to you, what I'm describing to you, what I'm encouraging you to do. And I think that is a part of the journey that I'm still on. And I really hope that you guys can find that joy in the ordinary that I found in the past year only. It's still very fresh, it's still very new, but I hope and pray that I have it for the rest of my life, because it's like a childlike joy. And that's what He wants for us. He wants us to have that. And I think if you can find that, which you are 100% able to, it is offered to anyone. If you can find that, and when you do, hold on to it, never let it go, and never let anyone tell you different, because there is so much joy in the little things. I stopped looking for big moments and waiting for big moments, because the small ones I enjoy so much. Waking up is a privilege and a joy, and opening my eyes and breathing and just knowing that He is in the ordinary with me. It's a joy to even think about. It's a joy to even have. It's a blessing. Friends, God is not just in the extraordinary. He's the God of the commute, the classroom, the cubicle, the kitchen table. If we only look for Him in the big, we can miss the beautifulness in the small. So start small. Name 3 ways you saw God in today's ordinary. You can even make this a weekly thing, a daily thing. You know, sometimes we're so caught up in the one thing that's stressing us out, that grade, that job, that unanswered prayer, that we don't even notice the beauty that God is placing right in front of us. Like, imagine being so worried about tomorrow and you miss the sunset painting in the sky today, or being so stuck on what you don't have that you miss the laughter of your friends sitting next to you. And I think that is one of the enemy's tricks. You know, keeping us so distracted by what's missing that we miss God and what's already here, what's already present. Every single ordinary day is a canvas painted by God. But what if we slowed down enough to see the art in it? Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope your week is amazing. 10 weeks straight, and this has been a blessing, and it's crazy. And if you've tuned in for some of them, for all of them, only for one of them, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, and I will see you guys all next week for episode 11. Bye-bye.